And now, a commentary from Chris Fitzsimon, the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
Governor Roy Cooper has expanded his lawsuit against the General Assembly for encroaching on the powers of the executive branch, and he has a compelling case. One of the points in Cooper's lawsuit cites a provision in the budget passed by state lawmakers in June that, as the suit says, quote, orders the governor to include funding for school vouchers in his proposed budget, totaling nearly $1 billion over the next decade. As Cooper's lawyers point out, the Constitution says the governor's duty is to present a budget to state lawmakers, who then can decide on the final budget proposal. The General Assembly has no business mandating what the governor must propose. They don't have to accept his recommendation, but they can't force him to advocate for their position. This has nothing to do with vouchers. This is about the arrogance and power grabbing of legislative leaders, and Cooper is right to ask the courts to step in to stop it. I'm Chris Fitzsimon.